to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 5th, and we're getting set for week one of the NFL season. And coming up, a review of the last week, including Tom Coughlin's comments in the Saturday conference call. That was right after the roster cut. We'll hear from Doug Marrone from Monday's media availability. And then we'll take an early look ahead to the Houston Texans, including comments from confident rookie left tackle Cam Robinson. Let's start, though, with roster cuts. Over the weekend, the Jags trimmed the roster from 90 down to 53. A handful of initial cuts were announced Friday evening, but the rest came by the 4 p.m. deadline Saturday afternoon. And Tom Coughlin held a media conference call not long after that deadline, and the opening topic was offensive line. It's a group that's been under scrutiny throughout the preseason.
Quite frankly, it has been a questionable group going forward, but there was some I thought some things resolved the other night, even though it was not against starters. But the guys that played did play pretty well. Some of the things that happened, Watford played for the first time, and quite frankly, played pretty well. So we've got some versatility. Shatley played well the other night. That gave us the idea that we have depth at that position. With Patrick playing left tackle the other night, that was a good thing as well. Versatility. With Wells being able to be a swing guy. You know, it's a group that that we feel we have the best people who competed for positions and jobs in spots where they can help us going forward. And so let's see what happens. Let's go play.
And that's the only way to really find out. Go play some games, and you'll see who is able to step up to the challenge. You could see a few guys roll in even during the season. That's not out of the realm of possibility at all. The real pressing issue is the left guard position. Patrick Umame and Tyler Shatley had time there this training camp, as did Luke Bowenko, who was traded to the Ravens over the weekend. The man to watch, though, might be Earl Watford. He missed the first three games of the preseason with an injury, but returned in the final tune-up against Atlanta, and from all accounts played pretty well, now against second and third team defenders for the Falcons, but it was a bright spot for that group. Could Watford play at guard in week one? Don't rule it out, but Tony Boselli on Monday night seems to think it's Patrick Umame's job to lose. There's this talk going around about the Lions struggling to find cohesion with so many moving parts. And for head coach Doug Marrone on Monday, that's not the big issue yet up front.
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge. But at the end of the day, like I always say, is it cohesion or getting the best five? Let's get the best five first and work on the cohesion. I think those are the steps in the process. But I also think that one thing you don't want to lose sight of is that, you know, even though they might not be set and you're moving people in and out, they're working together, you know, quite a bit, an individual and things of that nature and in practice. So it's probably not as disconnected as people that would ask the question about cohesion. But they just haven't really played in a game together, nor would, you know, the first five. Because I do think that when you do play in a game situation, it's different than practice, even though we try to simulate the games as much as possible.
Other notes from Coughlin's conference call on Saturday included his comments when asked if the Jaguars considered signing former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
No, I did. We did the study, the research, and we weren't interested.
Can you explain the reason?
No, I'm not explaining it. I just said what it is.
As expected, a straightforward answer and approach. That was the big national headline from the conference call. But he was also asked about the progress of quarterback Blake Bortles and what he wants to see from number five.
You know, I think he's paid strict attention to his fundamentals. I think he's been better at that. You know, we in studying and making this thing an open duel and then feeling as if he won the job, we've kind of gone over that hurdle. So let's play.
It's time to go see it against Houston this week. And Bortles will have a couple of new weapons to work with this year, including undrafted rookie Keelan Cole at wide receiver. A Kentucky Wesleyan product made play after play in training camp and the preseason and secured a roster spot, the only undrafted player to make the team this year. And for Coughlin, it's all a product of his dedication.
He's the kind of guy who had his mind made up when he first came in here as an undrafted free agent. And he spent the entire summer here. He spent every hour, every minute, trying to be a better football player. He showed tremendous stamina. He played special teams. He played wide receiver, blah, blah, so on and so forth. So, you know, he's a guy that definitely earned his spot, and hopefully he just keeps getting better.
From the undrafted player to the first-round draft pick, Leonard Fournette. The running back played only 9 snaps in the preseason and battled a foot and toe injury the rest of the way. And Doug Marrone on Monday did not commit to Fournette starting the game Sunday in Houston. He said he'll see how the week goes before heading down to NRG Stadium. Hopefully not playing that preseason finale was just another week of rest and not something more concerning. Now to an early look at this week's game against the Houston Texans. The prevailing storyline has been, and will continue to be, Houston's response to Hurricane Harvey, and how Houstonians have rallied around their city and their sports teams, especially the Texans. And for Doug Marrone, it's a business trip, but he did have plenty of thoughts on what has gone on and how this team approaches all of that this week.
It's wrong if you don't take a minute and think about the people that are going through those situations. You know, I don't want to say I have the same experience, but I can relate at least a little to that experience, having been there in New Orleans for post-Katrina. So, you know, I think the first thing anyone does is you look and you think about, you know, the people that, you know, have had the water damage, you know, or God forbid the loss of life, or, you know, or homes are not there. So I think, you know, I think that's where, you know, the sport and sports in general need to take a back seat. You know, and we need to know that, you know, our prayers and our thoughts and whatever we can do, you know, go out, you know, to those people. So, you know, I don't look at it as, hey, this is that, and this is a challenge, and we need to focus on this. I think that, you know, if you don't take that time to at least recognize, you know, what, you know, people are going through, I think that's wrong. I think that takes out. I don't think that represents what we want to do as a, at least for myself. That's not who I want to be. And I don't want our team to be like that either.
That will continue to be the storyline, especially Texans defensive lineman J.J. Watt collecting over $18 million towards hurricane relief while organizing donations and supplies to be distributed through volunteers. We'll get more of an in-depth off-the-field feel in Houston later this week when we visit with the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Now to the game, and it's a big one for cornerback A.J. Boye. He spent the first 4 years of his career with the Texans before signing with the Jags in free agency this offseason. And he said at his opening press conference back then that he couldn't sleep thinking about playing his former team twice a year. Well, now it's finally here.
Just going to be a dogfight. We already know what they got on offense. It's going to be a good game. Just going to have to go in there and just stay focused. Yeah, I feel so bad at the same time. They went against me, so they know what will probably work against me. So I have to be prepared for that. Been watching film for a while, so just watch preseason games. I know they still haven't shown everything. So at the end of the day, it's going to be the first game. We're just going to have to go out there and play ball. I'm definitely going to be, I'm not going to say emotional. I'm just going to be locked in, focused. I'm looking forward to playing against those guys, though. I'll keep in touch with some of the old teammates and everything, just see how everything's going, checking them as, you know, just a friend. So it hasn't really been any bad blood. It's nothing personal, we know. I'll see those guys, say what's up, and then we get inside the lines. We already know what it is, so.
That's one side of the defense. The other is Jalen Ramsey versus DeAndre Hopkins. The two are in a Twitter back and forth since last season's matchup. And we'll hear more about that as the week wears on, I'm sure. The other side of the ball, the matchup of the Jags' offensive line against the Texans' defensive front seven, takes precedence. Watt, Clowney, Merciless, they're all on the field together for the first time in a while down in Houston. And rookie left tackle Cam Robinson will likely take on all of them at some point on Sunday. And as always, Robinson is confident in his ability, even against some of the game's best defensive players.
And like I said, to me, it's just football. Go out there and block him. I mean, I watch a little film, and I take away some tips. I'm not gonna give away too much of my strategy now. But you know, I watch a couple different things. It's just, you know, prepare for all those guys, be ready for what all those guys bring, and ultimately just be ready to go out there and play football.
Jaguars analyst and pride of the Jaguars left tackle Tony Boselli understands what the environment should be like at NRG Stadium Sunday, and on Jaguars Monday Radio this week, he explained what the mindset should be in the Jaguars offensive line meeting room this week.
And I promise you, if I'm in that offensive line room, I'm looking at every guy, and I'm saying, guys, let's get it together in the run game. Because we don't want to be in third and 8+ very often. Because they're good, it's going to be loud, and if it goes the wrong way, it's not going to be any fun. So let's run the ball and take the air out of the sails. And if you can do that, it changes the entire game. But one thing would be my recommendation, and there's a bunch of guys who played in big games and they've been around in that locker room, mm-hmm. but get ready to endure it early. it's okay if it's not going perfect early and they're going out. Just the wave of emotion will calm down, and at some point it just becomes a football game. But if you get rattled early and they sense it, and that fans,
it's over.
Katie bar the door, man. It's going to go the wrong way. So you just got to suck it up and say, here we go, boys. Let's strap it up tight. We got this. It's gonna, if we can run the ball early, we'll take it out early. If we take a couple bumps and bruises early, let's endure it, and let's get to a football game. Because once we start playing a football game, then it's like anything else.
Check out the full archive of Jaguars Monday, available on Jaguars.com and the Jags app. Houston is a loud place anyway, so manage the game. Run the ball well, run some clock, play some solid defense, and fight through it. A deeper preview of the Jaguars-Texans Week 1 game is coming up later this week on another edition of the J.P. Shadrick Podcast, including a visit with Texans broadcaster Mark Vandermeer. Coming up at Daly's Place this Saturday, it's Brian Adams. It's an 8 p.m. start, and tickets and a full schedule of other shows are available at dailysplace.com. Tickets for the home opener next week against the Tennessee Titans are available at jaguars.com/tickets, or you can call the box office at 904-633-2000. All eyes, though, should be on Hurricane Irma and its possible track into Florida. South Florida looks like it should bear the full force of this storm at least early, but North Florida could even see some impact late into the weekend and early next week. Stay locked into those forecasts and stay prepared and safe. Our thanks to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato, and thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.